Okay, we're holding in Halacha Gimel, Perek Beis. Yerushalmi, Moed Katan, which has got a big smile on his face, all rearing to go. Machnis Adam Perotav mipnei Haganavim v'sholet pishtano min ha-mishre b'shvet shelo te'aved v'bivad shelo yechavin et melachto b'moed. V'kulam, im yivnu et melachtam b'moed, yovedu. Now, this that it says that you're allowed to bring in your prayers b'chol ha-moed because you're afraid of ganavim is the lo k'Rabbi Yehudah. To Rabbi Yehudah, Omer, Rabbi Yehudah says, you're worried about your perot? Sit outside and watch your perot. What do you have to do to your fisher? Rabbi Yehudah, Omer, you're shev v'shomer. You can't just because it's convenient for you, go ahead and bring it in. Rabbi Yaakov Barach b'shem Rabban says that pragmatia of da shorim et altalata b'mod. You have, let's say, stock that you got to get rid of because if not, it's going to spoil. You can go and be toreach in them and bring them to wherever you need to in order to sell them, because otherwise it's mamash or loss. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha b'shem Ediyasa, hada shayarta shorim nisma m'nei b'moada. If you have a fair, in this mamash case we had, there we were talking about in terms of the Yisr of dealing with Nochrin, where there may be Mishabeach, but here's the first open discussion we had. If you have a fair, or you have a sales day, in which people, you have itinerants that will come around once a month or whatever, and it falls out during the moed, now's the time to buy it, otherwise you're going to pay double, you're allowed to buy it. That's also called a Dovra Oven, even though it's not a loss of something that you own, but it's a clear-cut loss in your ability to buy. Your purchasing power is going to go down by half.
They call it, you get opportunity costs.
Yep. So, havayada, it's only if you know that indeed he's not going to be able to do that, get the same price after Chalamite. But if he doesn't know that, then the people come. But, I mean, he has no idea what the prices are now. I mean, he hasn't been in the shuk for half a year for this kind of things. These people may be cheating him too. You can't be sure. So over there, not. And we had the case, actually, that we brought in the Bavli. Ravinu ended up selling for double the price after Chalamai. Omar Rabbi Mana, in Yada, the lo mizban, a guy knows that he's not going to be able to sell what he's got. This is talking about buying. But if he knows he's not going to be able to sell at the same price, v'hu pachat min agra yazmi. If, now that's called a dover ha'ovud, and he's allowed to sell it, even though it's during Cholamot. But, ilo lo yazmi. If, on the other hand, he could sell it for the same price after, then he, just because it's easy to sell now, is no excuse to do it. That's not called dover ha'ovud. It has to be an actual loss of value. Omer Rabbi Yosi bar Bon, is that true? Agra v'karna karenu. I don't understand what the fact that you can't make a profit, that's called a dovra avod. You're comparing now profit to loss. Loss of potential profit, you're saying, is the equivalent of loss. Is that true? Correct? In Yoda de lo mizdavi, I would say differently. I'd say what you say is wrong. He has to know that not only is it not going to be sold at the same price, but that it would be sold to pachat min karna. He's going to end up losing some of his investment. That's called a dover avod. But if he doesn't know that he's going to lose from the karen, it's just going to lose potential profit, lo yazmin, that's not considered to be a dover avod. Reb Yonah of Reb Yosi Horin, that bahari lesuta, shorim is amnata b'moada l'tzorach hamoi. They went and allowed these people to sell the tichlach, what do they call it, Arab head cover, face covering. No, the whole thing. The thing that is a big thing in France. Yeah, but what's the... It's all over the newspapers.
Burka,
yeah. So they allow them to sell burkas to Tzorach HaMoi, because that's considered to be the equivalent to Tzorach HaKol Nefesh. Reb Yitzchak, by Reb Elazar, Mafkid, Reb Oshaya, by Reb Shani, Tavi Porosh, Yitzchak Reb Elazar, he was mitzaveh him, who was now going away by ship, and he was now arriving by ship. In ad yada dad mizban ve'ilfa murkalav. If you know that after you sell, then the boat is going to wait around long enough for you to also buy things that were going to be offered for sale on the boat. So it's like the island boat.
Yeah.
So then that's considered to be mekach memka v'tzarech hamoy, because you got to sell in order to be able to go back now and to buy. But the question is, if not, ilah lo tazmin, if you're not going to be able to get sold fast enough to have money to buy before the boat leaves in time for yontif, so then it's not called, it's called just doing schora b'chol hamoed, you can wait till later.
It's important for the Jews who do Pesach in the Caribbean.
Not anymore, let me tell you. Everything, I mean, it's, you might as well be in the middle of Borough Park in the Caribbean.
It's
a disaster. It's all, the poor local population, they're heading out all over the world now. You thought Oman was bad. So it's not. Rabiona Botsaria, Rabiona the boat from Botsar, Havile Safari, Shal Ravuna Mamas Amnatabamad. Am I allowed to sell a safer during Kalamoy? Amale, if through the selling you're going to end up having money, so Machti, it's Muada, Tiet Kundinti. If through that you can go ahead and buy the best wine, so then very nice. So then that's called Tzarech Hamoed. In other words, if Lamais are going to be able to buy Yen Kondin Tin, which has nothing to do with what they call Yen Kondin Tin today, which they can't pay you enough to drink, but so that's considered to be Mekach Umemka Tzarech Hamoed. So you can do that. You can crush the moed in order to have better wines.
But otherwise, you can't sell this for me, even though there's a lot of people around. Now's the time.
That we said earlier, if you know, that's the other issue. Mm-hmm. No, we just had the machlokas.
It's Limudei Kodesh, and it's Kohen. It's supposed to learn. It's like being so Kohen.
What does Limudei Kodesh mean? First of all, it's funny. Now you know whether maybe they were Einstein's theory of relativity. That's not called for Kodesh. What's going on? What's happened to you? Reb Chanina Chavin de Rabbanan Amar Pragmatia Nigvet Minichse Yitamim Ktanim. Ari, once we're talking about buying and selling during Kol HaMoed because of Dovra Avod, so the same, there are other cases which are similar. Let's say somebody does a deal of, you know, Iska. So somebody gives over money. He should go buy the schora, he should do the buying and the selling, and then in return for the investment, it's a venture capital arrangement, right? So in return for the venture capital, he's going to take 50% or whatever. And if the guy who does this would die, so then even though normally you're not gova metatlam in Irsa Yatomim, in this case, we are gova, the existing pragmata from the Yatomim. So having boy Mema Bishesh Edim, the Talmidim thought that this meant if you have witnesses that say that this was the schera that had been bought by my money in order to do the business, and I just want, now the guy died, he never did the business, he just bought it, now I want to get it back. So since it's be'en, and it's not that you're collecting money, it's my thing, so there you go, that even from Yitamim Ketanim with Edim. But if we don't have witnesses that say this is the schora, it's not considered to be ba'in, and then you can't collect it at all. Rabbanan de Kesari b'shem Rabla, they argue and they said, l'chein tzricha b'sheish edim yodim. What, you need to tell me a chiddush? That if you have witnesses, that then you're allowed to collect it? And obviously, if you have witnesses, you're allowed to collect it. The case has got to be that imene din yodim naaseh ke pikadon kacha noamrim pikadon lo yigavem yitzay yitomim ketanim. So in other words, are you going to say that you're coming, that even in a case where we don't know that this is the pragmatia, we just know that there was an iska between There is pragmatia. They're not saying it's this pragmatia. And that's considered to be like a pikadon. So you're telling me that a pikadon is collected from yitomim. Because it's not necessarily my thing, but it's certainly the equivalent of a pikadon, my thing. I gave him money. The arrangement is that I can collect from your things if anything happens. So that would be the pikadon. We're saying now that that could also be collected from yitomim. So explain to me, ma beino lemalva, lemilva, what's the difference between a pikadon that I'm allowed to collect from yitomim, meaning ketane, which normally I can't go to court with, between that and a case of a loan which I cannot collect from yitomim. What's the difference? Milva nitna lo tsa'a. The milva is not, even if it happens to be that the money is still here, it's no longer his money. Because when you lend a person money, you're not going to get the same dollar bills back. It's the value. So the moment I give it to him, it's like, it's gone. Right? So it's nitna lo tsa'a. It's not considered to be be'en. Anything that's not be'en, in govim otam yitomim ketanim. Whereas over here, a pikadon, zeh lo nitna lo tsa'a. A pikadon, you're not allowed to use it, so there it's always considered to be be'en. But if that's the case, if I put in money into a iska as a venture capitalist, it's also not considered to be something that is just there, lo tsa'a. It's meant to be translated directly into a particular schora. And therefore, it's the equivalent of a pikadon, and it's nigva from yitomim ketanim. That's how I would say it. Omer Abba Bar Mama, ilu haya li mishi yumnaimi. I'll tell you something. If I had somebody who would go along with me, so at least I wouldn't have to take the responsibility for this kula on my own head. I'll tell you what I would say. I would say, itarti basar bakar li shaker belitra, itarti shioisim malacha bekolamayim. I could tell you, I would take it, not on myself, but me and another guy. Can't find another friar, unfortunately. But I would cancel Chol HaMoed, first of all. That's one of the things I would do. The other thing I would do is I would be mevatel the halacha that you're not allowed to sell the bechor normally, by weighing its flesh. Right? That's because it's the only reason we're matir by psulei hamukdashim to do that is because Bezdin ends up getting revach from it. But a bechor, I mean the Mikdash ends up getting revach. Bechor belongs to me. There's no revach to Kodesh because of that. Why should I be mad to the zilzel in the bechor? I'll tell you why I think that we should cancel that and why it would even be okay to cancel it, because normally you can't cancel a takana of a greater Beit Din. But in this case, it's a travesty. They made a travesty of the takana. They're not keeping the takana. They're doing the opposite. Look, klum asru basar bechor li shakel belitra, lo kedeshu mochrim oto bizol. Why did the chachamim ask to sell it belitra? They did it because it's supposed to be sold b'omid, approximately. It's approximately, so they're supposed to be selling it for less, not stealing from people. Instead, all of a sudden, what they do is they make it look like big stakes and they charge you more than they're supposed to charge. Or they call it holy stakes and they charge double. There's a guy that's actually selling out in New York kosher Pesach gasoline for $9. I love that. $9 a gallon.
You're kidding.
And he has all that share, and they say any kosher Jew better have kosher gasoline. And it's kosher because they use corn additives to make the ethanol. So corn is Osrof's kidneys. So therefore, the Ashkenazim have to buy kosher. I mean, the racket is just incredible. And not, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. You haven't heard the best of it. The best is
the dog will die.
Exactly. That's right.
I'm going to kill my dog.
And the special service that they have is that they will, for an additional fee, take out the existing gas from your tank.
Oh,
and,
I can see that.
Yeah,
and burn it.
Thank you.
They can put it in my tank and I won't worry.
Unbelievable.
This was what went on other computers.
Is that for real?
Huh? Yeah.
This is for real.
This was for real. And one guy had
that's
some.
That's
a cobra, isn't it? And there's an even better one. I just turned on the radio this morning that Rav Elias Shalvin banned cigarettes from Pesach because they put some amylene on the paper.
Yeah. They should ban cigarettes.
That's an old thing. That's an old thing. I've never heard of it. I've never seen that.
That's wonderful. Any excuse that we can have to ban cigarettes.
Yeah. It's treated with sort of a protein or something.
God help us. Anyway, so since they use the takana the wrong way, and they take advantage of Tzibur, I hold that that means you should cancel the takana. Stop.
I think free. I find a lot of support in that right
why, now. Why exactly did they ask for Malacha Kol HaShemayt? Ela Kadesh Ochlin V'Shotim V'Yigeim B'Torah. They want people to sit in their homes and enjoy the Yom Tov, just sit and learn, talk to the kids, and so on. What do? Instead, they take the kids out to amusement parks and the movies. They're Ochlin V'Shotim U'Pochazim. So what's the point? Let them go to the office better. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, im yizkiru chalabuli, if somebody's mentioned your name to the IRS, yehei radan ba'agvulcha, yarden ba'agvulcha, well, you're allowed to run away to Chutzlaretz, even during Kol
Hamoed. Wait, this sounds a little bit...
Wait. Because... I mean, to risk the Israeli police. So even though the Mishnah says you're not allowed to move on Kol HaMoed,
move it
fast, because you should go even all the way across the Yarden, that it shouldn't be able to go.
Sadis is more tearful with
that. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kabolin Rishusli Pater Mibule. From here, you see that you're allowed to go during Kol HaMoed to speak, to use protectia to get off your taxes. Because since over a year, doesn't mean only taxes.
Bully, bullies.
Bully is the bullies. Yeah,
bullies.
Basically the
cops.
Yeah.
Bullies.
No, it means we had it in Megillah, right? But Puzbuti and Puzbuli.
Yeah,
the same idea. So, yeah, so it means the Choshever ones, the Tsar ones.
Doesn't Puzbuli like stand the...
Yeah. The Stanford, the bureaucrats. So from here you see that even though you would think that this is the last thing you should do on Kol HaMoed, that it's mutter to try to get your protection during Kol HaMoed to deal with the government, because if you're allowed to run away, as a davar ha'avah, it's a koshikin, you're allowed to go to the office and sit there, even though you'll be mitzayir on Yantev and mitir chan Yantev. But in lecha davar ha'avah, God only said, unfortunately, very applicable. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, lavian beribit lechabura mitzvah. You're allowed to take a loan, even on ribit rabbana, in order to be to join the Chaburas Mitzvah. Chaburas Mitzvah was the siddur that they made for Ibur Hashanah. So that's what Stam called the normal Chaburas Mitzvah. The Kiddush HaChodesh, or when they made Kaddish HaChodesh, they also made a Chaburas Mitzvah. Reb Yochanan, the Tzafra Avinochet HaKdishta, Reb Yochanan would go down to the Beit HaKnesset, where the best it was to be Mekaddish, the Chodesh, would go down the next morning, and he would pick up the crumbs that were still on the table from the Seuda that they did at night. He would go out the dafka and show people he was picking up the little pieces of cookies to eat them, so people should realize the chavivas of that Siddur Mitzvah, how kosher it is. The Omar, and he would say, Yehei Chalki, im even the Achlin Hocharum Tzot, alavai that I should have been with those who were here yesterday to have the Seuda. He certainly wasn't going to hang around to find out if they would be Ma'arav. But Ma'isa, the next morning, he felt bad that he wasn't there. Rabbi Yochanan, the Suda for Kiddush HaChodesh. So if Bezdin went ahead, we're Mekaddish HaChodesh. So they would make a party.
For the 80 would come in? What's this?
Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, Yerushalmi Moed Kotten. Ein Lokim Batim, Avonim Ebeim, Avonim Elo Letzarech HaMoed, O Letzarech HaMocher.
שאין לו מה יופעה. אין מפנים מבית הבית המפנה ולחצירו מפני ששמחה אילו. אין מביאים כאב מבית אומן, אם חושש להם מפנן לחצר אחרת. Now, נכה כולו, okay, all the things I understand, that there's maybe could be a צורך המועד issue, the צורך המועד have a house, an עבד, a בהמה, אבנים? What's אבנים? Never heard of אבנים needed to צורך המועד? And it says the Gemara, Kehada, it's like the case that we have in the Braisa, which is that the Im Hayak or the Logoche, so then Sotrovone, there are times when you have to now tear down a wall and rebuild it, and that would be Itzor Hamoy. So then why is it Itzor Hamoy to rebuild? Why can't you just tear it down? The Istorvalo Yivne, and then you just tear it down. Rabbi Hananya, B'shem Reb Yochanan says, the reason is that this is an example of Itiru Sotva Mishum Trilato. If you're going to tell him that he's not allowed to build it, he's not going to let it be torn down. She'imu merat lo, she'lo yivneha, p'lina sotro. And if that's the case, he'll rely on it's not collapsing and killing anybody during Yantav, and mipnei sakana, we don't want that. So therefore, we have to be batur him to build. Reb Yoshua ben Levi, Shaul, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Ma'li, kach batu mina akum. If you're an Eretz Yisrael, you have a chance to buy a house from a goy in Eretz Yisrael. Can you do it on Yantav? Well, Ma'li, Eimat Rabbi Sha'al b'Shabbat, I am assuming that you're asking about Shabbos. It says beferish in the price of it, even on Shabbos it's mutter. I mean, it's certainly not. You're not going to ask about Chol HaMoed. Even on Shabbos you're allowed to buy it, because to save Eretz Yisrael, to purchase a house in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. Ketzad Ulos, and how do you exactly, I mean, how do you get to the money? You transfer funds on Shabbos. What you could do is Marlo Kitsim Shalom. You show him packages. I start to tell him, Ramesh, I'm in the middle of Shir. Is there? Yeah, I'll call you back as soon as I finish. I'm saying. So what does he do? He can show him, and he's got sacks full of gold. Yeah, just show him the money, and then the guy can take the money. He doesn't have to hand him over anything. So he doesn't come to that. And then the Akum signs the deed, Umala Larkayim, and then he brings it into the Beit Din to get stamped and so on. So normally, of course, this would be usher completely. I mean, it's the icing of business, Amir Lakum, and so on and so forth. Under the circumstances, as usual, it's Israel, we're matir even on Shabbos. Indeed, Shkein Matzinu Shlo Nidhbu Shayaricha Alam Shabbos. You should know that for Yishev Eretz Yisrael, we even fought on Shabbos and captured Yericho on Shabbos Kufa. Dechtiv Kota said, Sheshet Yamim. It says, you're supposed, the first day it says, Pamachat, and let's do it again, 6 days. And then it says, Uvayom HaShvi'i Tasuvo Eta Yosheva Pamim. Why doesn't it say on the next day? Why does it say Vayom HaShvi'i? It says Vayom HaShvi'i to tell me that. It means Yom HaShvi'i, Mamish, Yom HaShabbos. So you see from there, it was mutter to be Mechal Shabbos to do the Kifush and Yericho. They didn't wait. There's one extra day of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Uchtiv, furthermore, by Mechemes HaRashus, it also says, Adridata is added to Tamei Afilo B'Shabbos. So that means if you started, at least you're supposed to start 3 days before Shabbos, but if you started 3 days before Shabbos, you continue to battle, even on Shabbos. And this we were darshan from the extra words, Adridata. Now, Harisha Ein Lo Mayochal. Okay, suppose a guy doesn't have what to eat. So, kotzer, he cuts from a chubal karka. This we had this whole bright, we brought it in a couple days ago, right? So it says over there, he can be kotzer, he can be ma'amer, dash, levad shalo yidosh beparot, is the gears that we had. Don't use parot. So now, this is dafka in a case where misapek liachid. So what you need over here is enough tfua for a yochi to be able to eat it. But in a case where there's a tzorach of rabim, and they're going to need a lot of tefillah, you can't do it by hand. So, safek l'rabim, there, of course, it can be dash afilu b'para. Ein mefanim midira na'a l'dira na'a. It says in the Mishnah, you can't be mefana bayit l'bayit. So, it doesn't matter whether it's midira na'a l'dira na'a, or even from an ugly dira to or from an ugly dira to an ugly dira,
or from even from Adira Kagura to Adira Noah, which you would say, oh, so this is Mamish, Simchas Yomtov, and so on. Still, it's Tircha. And obviously, in Tzarklon, Adira Noah, Adira Kagura. Umitov Shalom, Afilim, Adira Noah, Adira Kagura. When it says, Befana Lechatzero, that means you can be over from, let's say, you were renting in a chatzer. And now you bought a house in the same chatzer, you can move into your own home, even though you had a much nicer home that you were renting. Because it's simcha l'adam b'shar shodar b'tov shalom. To live in your own house, even if it's not as nice, is more gishmak than living in the most beautiful rented house. Ein refani v'tam eit v'ein ha'atzamot mikbarm mikhov v'tokhov v'lo v'bizwe v'bizwe v'lo v'bizwe m'kubat 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 m'kubat. So, if you have a basic forest, let's say, of people, low-class people, so it's a makom that's bazui. You want to bring it to a makom mechubad. You can't bring it even to a makom mechubad on Yantif. And it's a long, obviously, mechubad and bazui, and not allowed to be mefane. And over here, it's an Indian also for the mace that Beis Yosef brings. That transferring a mace is gerim tsar. Because it causes them to be afraid that it's the Yom Adin. Ubetok shelo afilim ha'mechubad lebazui, you can be mefanef if to your own Pesach forest, even if the first Pesach forest was a makom very mechubad, and in the family plot you've got the black sheep of the family also, so it's not so mechubad. But even so, orevu la'adam she'enyunach etzel avotav, there's a nachas ruach for the nifter. If he's buried in a place where his family is buried. So it says that in the Mishnah. And over there it says, if you're Cheshesh, then you can be mefanet from there. The Girsa of here should be Ada Amr Pragmatia Aveda Shermetat Lata Bemoed. So from there you see. So it says over here, if you're Cheshesh, something will happen for it. You're allowed to be Torech. And you see from here. It doesn't have to be only this case. Any case where you have a problem of losing money, it's considered to be a davar avid, and you're allowed to move in. Should we continue? This was only 7 minutes.
No.
We can do the parents. Okay. Aloha. Mechap, in a second, siot, pekash, revira, imer, af, me'avim. Mochre, peirot, ksut, v'kelim, mochre, v'tsina, v'tzarach, ha'moe, ha'tsayadim, v'adashushot, v'hagorosot, osin, v'tsina, v'tzarach, ha'moe, Rabbi Yossi, omer, no, Hainik Miral Atzman. Keni Matnitin, Me'avim, you have to use the Lashon, and the correct way to read the Lashon is Me'avim, not Af Me'avim. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Yaveh Davar Mimu'at, Va'al Yaveh Davar Mirubeh. And Rabbi Yossi is saying, Al Yaveh Davar Kolika. Remember, we said before that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's Mach, right? He was the one who said that you're only allowed to do a tircha for hafsid merubah, not for hafsid mu'at. And therefore, it makes sense that the way to understand the Mishnah over here is not to be, it should be a contradiction to the case before, but the Tanakhama is saying that it's mutter to be covering the ketzios bekash to prevent them from being rained on. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, you can't do that. You can only be ma'aveh, meaning you can make a pile so that it doesn't get as wet deep inside. Only the upper layer gets wet, but you cannot put something on it. Kahana Amar, Rav Kahana says that eat milin moed kashim and harlas minigayim. There's some things in the dinim of chol hamoed in moed katan that are harder to understand than even the goyim and aleph. They don't make sense. Tamanam Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'shem Rab. That Parsi, the right here says, Parsi machatzelat agabi shayafot shelevenim b'shabbat. Then over there in Shabbos and Beitza, that you're allowed to spread a machatzelat made out of reeds over piles of bricks in order that they shouldn't get ruined on the standing outside. And there we don't say that ain kli nital el letzorach davar hanital. Okay? Here you come along and Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't be mechapeh, and it means you can't even cover. It's for sure on Shabbos. We can't do it during Chol HaMoed. It's for sure on Shabbos. I don't understand. Rabbanan, the Kesarim, B'Shem of Yaakov Bar Akva, explain. There's no problem. that actually, that Rabbi Yehuda would be matir chipui if it was to prevent the loss. The difference over here is the tolish min hakarka b'nayim. He's only arguing whether you're allowed to actually cut the kash from the ground. That's where they were arguing. Not whether you're allowed to be metal to the tzar v'davar shein ha-nit. That wasn't the point at all. So Rabbanan Amrei kotzer u'ma'aveh. Rabbanan hold, you're even allowed to be kotzer it from the ground in order to prevent loss for your ketzios. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only yaveh, not yiktzor. So this ain't nothing on me, it's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. But he's telling you can't be mentalish kash manamachover. It's certainly not, but you could do the same thing the Rabbanan said you could do if you had the kash that was already not mechober, in which case it has nothing to do with the Sugyan Shabbos about metaltum. Kiblu aleihem charamei tveria. The tzadei dagim, the tzadei behemot in tveria, charamei is usually dagim. So they were, you know, the big commercial fishermen, that they wouldn't do it. And dishushei hako, the one who did the disha in hako, and the Gerusei Tzipurin, who made the Wheaties in Tzipuri, they were all makabel on themselves, shalola asot malacha b'chol ha-shamoyed, even though it's mutter to do these things, because they're called the Tzorach HaMoyed, they were makabel on themselves, because normally these things are done commercial amounts, and that's what, if they're professionals, that's what they're going to be doing, and that's a very big zilzal ha-moyed, that's in Beis Yosef, brings the Ksak, whatever these in Yanni, that this is talking about commercial fishermen, commercial cereal makers, not for yourself. It's not what the Chumra was. Okay, look, Nechad with Tzipora and Yishushayaku, I mean, I understand. People in Tzipora and Yishushayaku, I mean, the Chachamim said, okay, very nice, because after all, I mean, they make things with commercial properties. They could have done it before, and over here, what's the problem? It's not going to be mitkalker, so there's not any loss to the public in their being machmer on themselves. They'll simply sell it before Yantav. But how are you going to sell fish before Yantav? Charamei tveria. Why do we allow them to maintain such a bidding to be machmer on themselves? Veinam imati misimchata regel. If people can't get fresh fish, so then what are you going to do for Yantav?
Make them work on
them. They should have been told. But this is a maila. This is a chisaron. When you're putting in a mission on all. Very choshev, chmir alatzman. I don't know, we should say what kind of chmir alatzman. To be muneasim, that's regal, that's a chumra, that's a kula, that's not a chumra. So there's, it comes out that it's a chumra, that's a day kula. And says the Gemara, tzadu b'chaka, tzadu b'mechmora, the only Yisra over here was using those giant fishermen's nets. That over there, that's doing commercial quantities. There it's nicker. That it's more, I mean, it looks like it's more than the Tzorach HaMoed, but if they would use a small net, a michmoret, or a line, of course they can. They're having enough fish to sell during the night. They just won't have the normal big quantities at a time. So what's this tomorrow? I mean, bottom line is, you're going to have far fewer fish than you would have otherwise. So you're going to have less fish during Chol HaMoed. I mean, maybe people want more fish during Chol HaMoed. So I feel okay. Einu matim simbas haregel, but it's still considered to be a chormedasi de kula. So Reb Ami, indeed, used to be mekulam. He used to laugh at them, make fun of them. Ah, big chumra to hurt everybody simbas yontim. Look at these great guys, very frum, very frum. Einu matim simbas haregel. So Einu Finami was mevazed them because he held that this is not a good minute. Hadron aloch parak misha afar.